Good morning and welcome to the KGNC Golden Spread Agribusiness News Hour. I'm your host, Bryce Hudson, and as usual, every Thursday, we get to talk a little bit about Texas AgriLife Extension with Mr. J.D. Ragland outside in Randall County in Canyon, Texas. How are you doing today, J.D.?
Oh, doing great, Bryce, and certainly a pleasure to be with you here this morning, and looking forward to our discussion here this morning and focusing on agricultural, not only in Randall County, but throughout the High Plains region.
Well, I'm glad you little mentioned it. You know, the Panhandle and High Plains, we've received a little bit of moisture, a little scattered. I heard places got 2 inches. Some people got a half an inch. So I know that's going to help us out a little bit.
Yeah, that's right. At least we know now that it can still rain. And I've said in previous programs, all we need is to get started, and hopefully, even though it's certainly late, no doubt, but hopefully what we receive will be a kickoff, if you will, as for more to come. But yes, to answer your question, it was pretty scattered across the board in terms of the amount we received. As you mentioned, anywhere from a half inch to even some cases close to 3 inches and everything in between. But here in Randall County, the reports we got that were pretty consistent across the board for Randall County, we got right at 2 inches. And certainly it was a blessing, and it was ideal in terms of the way it fell. You know, Bryce, a lot of times we tend to forget about how the rain falls, or how it comes, rather. And that good general slow rain that doesn't come in a big gush or a belly washer, as we call it, that slower rain is certainly more advantageous because two reasons. Number one, we don't get near the runoff, and we get more penetration directly into the soil with those slower rains. We get more depth of moisture lower that way, as to having those big gushers where we just have a lot of runoff. So it was very nice the way it fell, and we are in a great position right now to be able, particularly for our dry land producers, to go ahead and at least get the crop planted, whether that be cotton and or sorghum at this time. This is the time of the year where we're getting close to finishing up cotton, and we kind of start looking at moving our planting towards sorghum, and this will be ideal for that. It's not going to be enough, no doubt. We're going to need additional moisture because we're just so far behind, mm-hmm. But at least this was a good cook-off, or kickoff, rather. I've got a little bit of data to share, and I think as we look at moisture and we comparatively think about where we're at as to where we were this time last year in 2021, and, you know, last year in 2021, the month of May provided us with the last significant rainfall episode that we had. And for the month of May in 2021, we were about 6.5 inches for the entire month. And really, that's the last significant rainfall we've had since last year. Now, we finished 2021 with about 15 inches, which is still below our average. We still look at our average around here being around 19 inches on a given year, although we haven't hit that for several years. It makes me question what normal is anymore. But we did finish 2021 with 21 inches, and I'm sorry, 15 inches for 2021 total for the entire year. As we look at what's happened since then, we were less than 2 inches until night before last, where we received about 2 inches as an average, as we talked about. So that puts us right at 4 inches, for 2022 thus far. Still 5 inches behind where we were this time last year. So we're still very, very dry, even though the rain was a blessing, no doubt. We're still extremely dry, and we're hoping that we've just jump-started Mother Nature kicking off. Although, if you look at the weather patterns, as we get into the months of June, July, and August, we generally see less opportunity for rainfall during those given months. Hopefully this year, the way Mother Nature has been treating us, hopefully she'll do another backflip and surprise us, and we'll get some few scattered showers through these summer growing months with our crops, which is critical. The next 3 months are critical for any crop out there in terms of what Mother Nature brings to the table for us, can certainly benefit us or even be detrimental to our crops as well.
You know, and I'm glad you brought up some data. Yesterday I read that the National Ag Statistics was doing a survey in the Panhandle and saw that topsoil moisture right now is 99 to 100% very short and going just one step below on the horizon. It's only about 96 to 97% in the subsoil aspect on moisture. What concerns are we still going to see, even though we've got a little bit? What more concerns are we still going to see coming up into those future months for cotton producers and sorghum producers?
Well, that's right. And the rain that we just received is going to help us short term. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is the dry land crops that we've been unable to plant thus far, just simply because it's been so dry, we've got a little window here now and a little bit of moisture that we may be able to get those dry land crops planted now and get them up. But then following getting them up, we're going to have a lot more help from Mother Nature moisture-wise to be able to continue some added growth and development through the summer months and through the targeted growing season. So it helps us short-term, Bryce, but if we don't get additional moisture long-term-wise, it can be detrimental to our crops and to our production, and ultimately definitely will affect our yield come harvest time.
Well, and I'm glad you mentioned it. You know, it's only going to be a short time. So in the meantime, you know, we can't control Mother Nature and what weather happens to us, but what can producers, whether it be a corn producer, cotton producer, or even if you're looking at the range side of it for those cow-calf operations or whatever it may be, what are some advice or tips that you could give them or basics to get them through, you know, the next 3 months if no rain comes through?
Right. Well, I think the key thing is to try to stick to basics for 2021 as much as you can, because these input costs, we've talked about previous programs, no matter if you're row crop or you're a cattle producer or a cattle feeder, these input costs are not getting any cheaper. So it's important, no matter, you know, which side of the fence we're on, whether it be crop production or cattle side, we're just going to need to continue to remind ourselves we're going to have to stick to basic needs for 2021 throughout the remainder of this year because of our continual drought situation and these added increased input costs. So with that being said, I'd like to focus on a few key items that we need to think about in terms of sticking to the basics. If we're talking about, for example, cotton production, you know, hopefully all of our producers have done, you know, these three that I'm about to mention, because they kind of primarily relate to, you know, pre-plant basics. The first one would be use minimum tillage wherever feasible. And this will not only aid in being able to hold on to what moisture we have out there, it'll be a great advantage to us if we're just able to minimize tillage as much as we can because that is a good way to hold on to what little moisture we may have out there. Secondly, again, this relates to pre-plant, and I know many of our producers are past that, but just to reiterate our items in terms of sticking to the basics. Secondly, fertilizers, we've got to think about, because of the increased dollars input cost-wise with our fertilizers, we may need to just focus on what we call realistic goals in terms of yield this year. In other words, maybe not think about reaching those high goals that we would all like as producers, but with the situation this year, let's just stay realistic with our goal and our yield goals and expectations. So we want to be sure and focus on that. And then thirdly, as we've already mentioned, maybe some of you cotton or sorghum producers have not got to this point, but we want to focus and remind producers variety selection is where we want to stick to the basics. Let's just concentrate on those varieties that are adaptable, maybe that's got some storm proofness to them, maybe also have some value added traits that we're looking for, and some obviously that have the disease tolerance that we need on our variety selection.
And we'll be right back after this short break. Well, JD, those are some great tips to discuss, but how can, you know, producers out there stick with that and make sure that we're keeping with the basics to get us through, and some highlights to focus on?
Yeah, the thing about it is we want to remind producers that, yes, we want to be as conservative this year as we possibly can, particularly with input cost and the escalated price of whether it be weed control, herbicide products, insecticide products. We're going to have to just really continue and focus on being conservative. With that being said, though, again, as we continue our discussion on sticking to the basics, following planting, these are a few tips that producers want to keep in mind as well. We started and we gave an example basically about cotton production. If you're a cotton producer out there, if you have a lot of history with nematode, which is an insect that affects our cotton and cotton production, as well as thrips, this might be an area where we don't need to cut or be conservative, because these two insects can be detrimental to our potential yield. So even though our discussion here is talking about being conservative, if we still got to focus on producing what we talked about earlier, which is a realistic yield goal, we want to maybe not be so chinchy when it comes to thrips and nematode control. So keep that in mind. That coincides along with weed control as well. We don't want to be too conservative on our weed control issues, particularly if we get rain. And we get rain episodes throughout the growing season. We want to try to keep those weeds under control, and we want to make sure that we tackle that. Now, that's not to say that we got to reach for the moon with the high-dollar products to use, but obviously we want to continue with weed control and go ahead and apply weed control when needed, because obviously a lot of weed issues will impact our yield at harvest time. And then finally, we want to be able to get the most from our available water. If you're irrigating, you want to be able to make sure that you're conducting those at a timely manner. In other words, those critical stages of that plant growth development is when if we do have irrigation, we want to make sure that we're applying that at the right time. So that's a very crucial component as well. And then if we're on the dry land side, irrigation-wise, obviously is not available, but we may want to do some furrow diking in the fields, again, to be able to capitalize on a maybe a rainfall episode where we can keep that moisture in those furrowed dikes to supply some moisture and get some more longevity out of the moisture before it evaporates. And then also generally towards the end of the growing season, we find a lot of producers using some plant growth regulator products. And this may be an area particular this year where we may need to reconsider and take a hard look and ask ourselves, do we really need to spend the extra money on those plant growth regulators? And maybe this is a year that we can eliminate the usage of those to be able to decrease some of that high input cost. And then lastly, we just want to continue to pray for more needed rain, and we want to also to remind our producers out there to look for opportunities to take advantage when we have favorable markets and where the markets look promising. We may want to capitalize on those opportunities through the growing season. So hopefully those are a few key tips to remind our producers about in terms of just trying to stick to the basics, even though we've got rainfall and it makes us a little itchy to jump out there a little bit. We think with the drought that we're in and the continuation that looks like may be in front of us with the drought situation through the remainder of this growing season, let's try to concentrate on sticking to the basics for this 2021 crop growing season.
Now, you mentioned a little bit about it, JD, kind of, you know, looking towards different varieties, going into more aspects of diseases. I know a little more critters will be out, more insects. I know that Texas AgriLife Extension and Research is actually doing a field day, which would be today at 9 o'clock. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Yes. Today, we're focusing on our bushland wheat varieties that are out at our USDA Research Center, and all our wheat varieties are being showcased out there in a show-and-tell field day to give producers an opportunity to view those, have some of our specialists discuss some of the growing trials and tribulations that we've had throughout this year, and all that information, all those plots and data will be gathered in a database and will be publicized, and all those plots and the yield highlights will be available as soon as harvest is completed, which we're still just a little ways away from harvest on our wheat, although it is beginning to dry down, but we're still probably another, depending on where you're at, but another good 2 to 3 weeks, maybe even 30 days away from wheat harvest throughout the High Plains region. But once all the wheat test data has been collected, they'll be readily available through AgriLife Extension. Just check with your county extension agent and the county that you reside in there, and they should have that information available for you.
Well, JD, if somebody needs to get a hold of you, how can they contact you?
Yeah, Bryce, well, they're welcome to call the Randall County Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service Office. Our number is 806-468-5543. They can also check us out and view us and message us through our website. That's randall.agrilife.org, or they may stop by at our office site here located at 200 North Brown Road in Canyon. We're located just about a quarter mile west of the last red light on Highway 60 on the south side of the highway there. Just stop in, see us in person, and we'll be glad to try to assist any need, concern, or questions that you may have.
Well, JD, it's always a pleasure to get to talk to you every Thursday morning, and thank you for coming out and giving some producers some tips and some basics and highlights to help them through this next growing season.
You bet, Bryce. Always a pleasure to visit with you each and every week. And like I mentioned earlier, we're going to continue to keep praying for rain. We're thankful for what we've gotten night before last. But obviously, as we've already mentioned, we're going to continue to need more through the growing season. And with that being said, we look forward to visiting with you again next week.
Well, that's it from us here at the KGNC Studios. I'm your host, Bryce Hudson, signing off. You have a great and blessed rest of your day.